masculinity problem. Just in time for Memorial Day. Thanks for that.
Oh, yippee. And you have kids. Have you ever left them anywhere by accident, Vince?
Probably. Not yet.
No,
I'm still batting 1,000 on maintaining where my child is.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Try not to leave them in the trunk of a car.
Whoa.
It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One of the most notorious world political figures of the 1980s has died. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega.
The 83-year-old passed away after having brain surgery earlier this year, according to the country's president, who says the death closes a chapter in their history. Noriega, who ruled Panama from 1983 to 1989, spied for the CIA until the U.S. invaded and toppled his corrupt empire, ending a career that saw him working with drug traffickers like Pablo Escobar. The former dictator had been serving a prison sentence for murder, embezzlement, and corruption back home before he was granted house arrest in January to prepare for the operation. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Convicted D.C. area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo may have another chance at freedom someday after his mandatory life sentence was overturned last week. But that chance seems very slim at best.
A 2012 ruling from the Supreme Court found mandatory life sentences for juveniles unconstitutional. Lee Boyd Malvo was 17 at the time.
The science is very clear that people's emotions and their intellectual abilities continue to evolve through to adulthood.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says Malvo can still get life in prison. The prosecution just has to tailor that sentence to him and his crimes now.
He was just barely a minor. He was committing acts with premeditation. He's not going to get much sympathy from either a jury or a judge.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Coming soon to the National Mall, the National Desert Storm Memorial.
It's early in the process, but the goal, according to organizer Bob Adams, is to have the Desert Storm Memorial in place on the National Mall by 2021.
We're doing our selection and our design process, and we are currently kicking off our corporate level and our capital campaign fundraising activities. Working to raise $25 million.
Roughly 600,000 Americans served in Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield. Almost 400 were killed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper is likely soon going to be facing a suspension after a brawl yesterday during the Nationals-Giants game.
Whoa! History. And Bryce Harper wants a piece of Hunter Strickland. Here they go. Strickland lands a punch. Harper lands a punch. Bench is empty.
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson. It was the first time that Harper had faced Giants reliever Hunter Strickland since getting two homers off Strickland in the 2014 playoffs. There was also nearly a brawl in the Texas legislature yesterday.
And the guy made a comment, a very stupid comment.
Democratic Texas State Representative Alfonso Navarez commenting on the tense moments that played out on the House floor at the state Capitol Monday. Navarez referring to Republican Representative Matt Rinaldi, who claimed that he called Immigration and Customs Enforcement on protesters that he's suspected were undocumented. Rinaldi says when he told Democratic colleagues about his call to ICE, he was threatened by Navarez and assaulted by Representative Ramon Romero. Navarez on Twitter called Rinaldi a liar. Romero denied the assault allegation, and other Democrats called out Rinaldi's actions. I'm Reid Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,080, the Nasdaq at 6210. Sports, the Nats win, the O's win, the University of Maryland men's lacrosse team wins the NCAA title, and the Penguins take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Just an enjoyable experience.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently. Much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, And we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, change for the better. You can now get through Chantilly using Route 50 going westbound west to 28 at Lee Road. That's where we had everybody stopped at least for the past 30 minutes. Now confined to the far right lane, which is the right turn lane. So watch for police direction. But again, lanes have been reopened. Also, it put the pressure on Route 28 southbound. That exit to merge onto 50. You just plan, again, for sitting in a little extra volume. Eastbound side, lanes are open there. So, again, like I said, change for the better. On I-95 in the express lanes, it was a medical emergency. Needed assistance for the ambulance. Now everything cleared to the shoulder. North on 95 express lanes as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. Main line slow through Dale City toward the Occoquan. A little bit of volume in Newington. 270, no incidents to report. Beltway's running fine. And Metro Rail still dealing with the troubles on the red line. No train service between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten on scheduled track repairs. Shuttle buses have been set up, but if possible, WMATA still saying please consider using the green line between Fort Totten and Gallery Place. Update is sponsored by Sun and Ski. The more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So what weather around today? Mostly second half of the day as a front's on the march at front get here. Bring some showers, thunderstorms this afternoon into the evening hours at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 62 in Waldorf, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Sun and Ski. The mayor of Portland, Oregon asks the feds to deny permits for alt-right rallies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Hey, joining us at 8:05 is Jeffrey Skelly from the University of Virginia Center for Politics. There's less than 2 weeks left in the governor's race there, and we're going to get an update from him and also talk about some hijinks in the race. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Vince Colonese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
So, Memorial Day yesterday, of course, and you're listening, you should know, to the Marine hymn. The Marine Corps has a toxic masculinity problem, says liberal website Vox. So they decided Memorial Day would be a good day to drop this gem, which is to say that the Marine Corps is just overtaken by toxic masculinity, and that is just one big fraternity. And that the Marine Corps, if they're going to fight our foreign battles, they need to clean up in-house, which is, of course, always true. Any organization needs to make sure things are good at home before they are able to execute their mission in general. That Vox is relying, though, on this Marines United Facebook scandal that many of us have been following, which is to say that there was some unknown number of active duty Marines and then a lot of like retired guys or former Marines or whatever, or I don't even say, maybe even some non-Marines, who were part of this Facebook group that ended up swapping nude photos of people without their permission, and it created, you know, an obvious scandal. But in the process, has, for liberal websites like Vox, sort of dragged the entire Marine Corps down as this is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a huge problem, that they treat female Marines horribly, that this is the toxic masculinity problem that pervades our Marine Corps. And I would submit to you that I have a very different feeling on this, which is, one, I'm a Marine brat. My brother is a Purple Heart recipient. He serves in Afghanistan. He was a Marine. And I know a lot of Marines. And my impression of the Marine Corps has always been, for that matter, other services too, but this is just my experiences. My impression of the Marine Corps has always been that the men who go in leave better. So whatever shape they were in before they got there, by and large, most of them leave in a better condition. To borrow Jim Mattis's quotes from over the weekend, we're not the perfect guys, we're the good guys, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if there's any organization that's actually churning out like worthwhile citizens, especially men, people who are going to, like, I don't know, act like men, hold doors, you know, actually be like good citizens and conscientious, it's the Marine Corps. Yet you've got Vox saying that the Marine Corps is treating women horribly, that they need to fix themselves at home first, that how can they deploy to these places when they can't get a nude photo scandal under control, and on and on and on and on. And I thought it was totally inappropriate that yesterday, of all days, they would choose Memorial Day to broadside members of the military. It's not clear that the writer is a veteran himself, Alex Ward. He might be. I'm not sure. But I just thought that this was an aggressive and idiotic way to handle the Marine Corps, which, by the way, is like one of the last bastions of actually producing fine, upstanding citizens as an organization, I think. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What's your assessment of the military and its relationship with how it turns out citizens? Who are the types of people that you think come out of it? Are they worse for the wear or better when they come out of service as a veteran?
Well, I will agree that I do think that the military gives discipline to a lot of people who need discipline, and I do think that they are better off for it. I'm a big fan of, you know, it's a whole other thing, but I think everybody should do some kind of service. I think there are a lot of people growing up without fathers who really need to have their butts kicked. I mean, just literally, they need to learn what respect is. They need to learn how to, as you said, to be a good person, how to be a good citizen, how to contribute. On the other hand, I will say that the whole nude photo scandal has not helped the image of the Marines. It just hasn't. I don't think masculinity, though, is toxic. Do I think that the Marines are a hyper-masculine organization? Absolutely. As a woman, though, going into that, you know that going in, all right? There has to be some kind of happy medium. I think that this whole nude photo scandal thing coming to light is good. I think it needs to be cleaned up. And what's the best disinfectant? Sunlight. You know, put sunlight on it, let the sunlight clean it out. And I think it needs to be dealt with, and I think it needs to be addressed. I do think we need to find a way to better integrate women into the military. The fact that these guys thought that that was okay, to me, is a huge red flag. And that needs to be addressed. As a woman, I wouldn't want my daughter necessarily going into that environment. She really wants to be a Marine. She's capable of being a Marine. But I don't know if I would want her going into that environment. Working in radio is a very hyper-masculine industry. It's mostly men in this industry. It's run by men. It's mostly staffed by men. It's mostly men in this industry. So I've seen it. I know, you know, I know what the boys' club is about. I know about the whole thing. It's not like the Marines, though. But
sure. But in radio, your primary objective is not to kill other people, right?
True, so, but I mean, it's also not to pass around new photos of my coworkers. But then again, we're all in radio, so there's another reason for that.
Yeah,
we also tend to be socially unacceptable.
All I'm saying is that it makes it as a place where there's going to be more men and where you want an overabundance of masculinity, the military seems like about as good of a place as any.
I don't have a problem. Again, I don't think masculinity is toxic.
And to your point, the Marine Corps is dealing with this, which is to say
they've gotten
aggressive on this, and they're also saying that any Marine who shares something like this will be kicked out of the Marine Corps unceremoniously
without
benefits. So,
but
clearly, and this is the kind of thing that's permeating all the way from the top to the bottom, this conversation about making sure that Marines treat each other with respect, which is, of course, what we'd want, and what, of course, what the Marine Corps wants, and what any Marine who wants to work inside of a unit probably wants, too, which is to some sense of mutual respect.
Agree with all of that, but the bottom line still is these knuckleheads didn't know it was wrong?
Oh, sure.
You know, that's what bothers me.
I'm sure they did. My only point here is that I think it's idiotic for Vox to come out swinging at the Marine Corps as a bastion of toxic masculinity. We exist in a culture where the very definition of masculinity has disappeared virtually.
I agree.
Like what does it mean to be a man? Like, we've been talking about this, that dumb Axe commercial, that Axe body spray commercial that we played like a week or two ago, where they're like, is it okay if I have feelings? Is it okay? Who cares? The whole point is to sell body spray and attract women. Will you knock it off with the social justice pursuits? So now we're saying that the Marine Corps has the masculinity problem? I don't think so. It's the average civilian male that has a deeper problem mooring himself a value structure than your average Marine. That's all I'm saying. And to come on Memorial Day with this broadside against one of the few places that's actually doing it right and, like, respecting what it means to, like, churn out good, qualified citizens, I think that was poor form. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I say we put all our Marines in rompers, and that'll solve the problem. It is now 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Interstate 95. That's where we now have a crash along the right side once you're trying to get onto the Beltway. So it's right as you come down to the exit to get onto the outer loop around that curve at the left lane of two block. But MDOT truck is there to safely block the two vehicles that are involved in the crash. 270, boy, heavy delays this morning through Urbana and Hyattstown. I made a couple calls on this, just reported as delays. Nothing reported as far as incidents, but 270, long line up here. Frederick commuters and down toward the exit for and past 109. On 66, it's been about the volume as well. Chantilly, a change for the better, and the delays just about gone. You can now use Route 50 westbound west of 28 at Lee Road. That crash, everything over to the shoulder. And unfortunately, no change on Metro Rail yet. Red Line commuters, no train service between Noma, Gallaudet, and Fort Totten due to unscheduled track repairs. They have set up shuttle bus service, but that gets complicated. And if possible, WMATA suggests Green Line as an option between Fort Totten and Gallery Place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, today variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon hours. It's going to be a little bit cooler today with a high near 75 with a chance of rain at 50%. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening. Then the skies turn partly cloudy after midnight, low around 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible again tomorrow with a high of 82. Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Let's talk email. Let's talk James Comey. Now, this is so big that even CNN is reporting it, okay? Like, even CNN is not ignoring this. But it really didn't get a lot of play over the weekend. Because all this stuff always comes out on a Friday for whatever reason. But according to even what CNN is reporting, James Comey, when he was FBI director, knew that a critical piece of information relating into the investigation, you know, related to Hillary Clinton's fake email investigation, was fake, that it was created by Russian intelligence. But he was so afraid that if it became public, it would undermine the investigation and the Justice Department itself. So he knew that some of this was fake. And they say, as a result, he acted then to just declare the investigation over without consulting Loretta Lynch. Which, by the way, she said, well, I'm going to go with whatever he wants because of the whole meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton. So she had to step back at that point. And he did this while at the same time stating that Clinton had been extremely careless and all that other stuff. You know, he basically indicted her and then said, but I'm going to let it go. And we know that there was a whole blowback over that. And we are where we are now. Now, Lindsey Graham was talking about this. And this is what Lindsey Graham has to say about this whole James Comey and fake email.
Apparently, the FBI director intervened in the elections in July 2016 based on a fake email generated by the Russians from the Democrats to the Department of Justice trying to shut down the email investigation of Clinton. If that was fake, why don't you think this is fake? I'm not so sure the email that Comey relied upon was fake, but I can tell you this. He never briefed the Congress, the Judiciary Committee, about any fake email. What he told the Intelligence Committee about this email, he never suggested it was fake. So if he intervened in the election based on fake information generated by the Russians, that was an incredibly incompetent thing to do. I don't really know who to believe anymore.
Lindsey Graham's point here is so well taken,
yeah,
because James Comey, every time we've heard information about ongoing investigations from James Comey, it's been under the auspices that there was intense public interest in that issue, and therefore he's going to share information about it. He's like, look, it's an exception, but in rare times of public interest, we'll share information, and I've made that decision here. How come information about this so-called fake email, which involved, by the way, this idea that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a political operative were suggesting that Attorney General Lynch would make the Clinton investigation go away. That's supposedly the fake email. How come that didn't even come up in a classified setting? Lindsey Graham finding out about this for the first time. You'd think James Comey would offer that as part of his rationale, but no. And so what Comey did, and this is like more evidence for why the Trump administration should have fired him, what Comey did was create a lot of chaos, not give clear pictures, even in classified settings, and ultimately create just giant political liabilities. The thing that really sticks out to me in this story, though, is this last line in the CNN piece, which is to say, multiple U.S. officials tell CNN that to this day, meaning now, not just during the election, Russia is trying to spread false information in the U.S. by way of elected officials, American intelligence, and law enforcement operatives in order to cloud and confuse ongoing investigations.
Well, and here's the other thing, as we just heard Lindsey Graham say, well, we don't even know if that intelligence was fake or not. We don't even know because it was never presented. He and James Comey did not let on to lawmakers that there were doubts about whether this was fake or not.
Yet
he just made that decision that, oh, it's fake, so I'm just not even going to deal with it. We don't even know that.
Yet here we are. I mean, maybe he's right. I'm sure he has some sort of credible basis to judge it, but he didn't share it in a private setting with those senators.
Right.
And now we're left with an ongoing debate in public based on information gathered by an intelligence community, which is continuously leaked to the press, which CNN just said is clouded by the fact that the Russians are continually trying to manipulate our intelligence community by planting false information. So this stuff never even passes through the vetting process. It ends up being captured by our intelligence communities and then immediately leaked to the press.
Right. What if this does show that Loretta Lynch had been compromised? We'll never know now because James Comey just said, oh, well, that was fake. That was fake. That's what he did. So, yippee. I'm glad. You're right. This is even more reason for Donald Trump to have gotten rid of him.
Bring more clarity to your morning.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I've got an important announcement to make.
Make the announcement, boss.
Tell him. Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us. No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully. Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point.
7 days a week.
Until midnight. We've been recycling the recyclables since before it was fashionable. So planet Earth stays healthy and happy. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is Zero Turn Strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cup Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, take $200 off select residential Zero Turn riders. Visit CupCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. A little bit busy in some areas. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Interstate 95 Maryland. I'm watching this crash. And so just patience as you come southbound approaching the Beltway. Have a fire truck that's now at the scene of the accident. And it's a changing lane situation. They're trying to get everyone over to the far right shoulder. So do watch as you come south approaching the exits for the Beltway. Both inner and outer loop, and I watch for police direction there. Watch the delays too, just south of the ICC. On 270, boy, heavy delays to Urbana and Hyattstown. Beltway, we're checking out fine. Maryland and Virginia. No change yet on Metro Rail. Unfortunately, the Red Line, no train service between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. Unscheduled track repairs. They've set up the shuttle bus service, but again, consider using the Green Line between Fort Totten and Gallery Place. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky around, but our shower thunderstorm threat will be mainly this afternoon right into the evening hours. We'll make it up to a cooler 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 626 on WMAL. I want to take it down to Georgia to the Nash Farm Battlefield and Museum, run by volunteers, and they posted on their Facebook page a message saying that they are going to have to shutter the museum tomorrow, June 1st. That's tomorrow, right? Is that tomorrow? 30 days past September, April, June, no, it's Wednesday. Sorry, Thursday. It's Thursday. Yeah, June Thursday. 1st is Thursday. Sorry, Thursday. I have to do the poem in my head.
Good for you.
Museum officials on their Facebook page claim that the closure was forced by a local commissioner named D. Clemens, who requested, quote, that all Confederate flags be removed from the museum. Well, it's a Civil War museum. So it's like saying in a World War II museum, any reference to Germany and Italy would and Japan would have to be removed. Well, then you don't have a museum about the war. But they do say, hey, it wasn't about political correctness. They just said that the commissioner said that it was an effort not to offend anyone. Well, now the commissioner's saying, well, that's really not what happened. And a county spokesperson said that the commissioner had received some complaints and concerns from constituents. So there's a lot of mixed messages here. But ultimately, the museum's shutting down because we can't display the Confederate flag.
It's a little hard to have a Civil War museum without a Confederate flag.
And how this is not political correctness gone horribly awry is a mystery to me. It is 6:28 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me. Bad breath and bad gas. Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DINOVITE is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you fly often for international business? Do you often end up jet-lagged?
You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3552. That's 877-353-3552. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, coming up on WMAL, Virginia is considering expanding their DNA database to include people who commit misdemeanors. Well, the ACLU is saying this may not be such a really good idea. We're going to talk about it. It's now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Big problem on a portion of Metro's Red Line this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where's the trouble spot?
Well, service suspended, Bill, on the Red Line between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. Now, this is unscheduled track repairs, and it took, Metro Rail was trying to get this Red Line open here by 5 o'clock, so they didn't make the announcement initially right away. Then they assessed they need to keep it closed. It was a result of weekend maintenance that wasn't completed, they're now saying. So service is still suspended until further notice. They are suggesting that commuters use the Green Line between Fort Totten and Gallery Place if possible, and as information becomes available, I'll continue to let you know. And I'll be back with a look at traffic.
A narrow majority of Northern Virginia residents say they would support a regional sales tax to provide funding for Metro. About 53% of those responding to a new Washington Post Char School poll say they'd be okay with that sales tax idea. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega has died at the age of 83.
Aurelio Barria, who led Panama's Cruzada Civilista opposition movement and staged many street protests against Manuel Noriega's regime, says his death ends a period that we should try not to forget, so it is not repeated in Panama. The streets of Panama have reportedly been relatively calm without any demonstrations either in favor or against Noriega. I'm Scott Carr.
Two people have been arrested and charged with murder in the weekend death of a man who was beaten and stabbed to death in a motel parking lot in Silver Spring. Police arrested 19-year-old Colette Cox of Wheaton and 20-year-old Ruben Ortiz of Adelphi. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,080, the Nasdaq at 6210. Sports: Ryan Zimmerman homers and Daniel Murphy drives in two as the Nats beat the Giants. The O's snapped their seven-game losing streak with a win over the Yankees. And a day after the Maryland women win the National Lacrosse Championship, the Maryland men do the same. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel, plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix, is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month's supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident activity, Maryland, I-95 southbound, right as you come up to the exit for the outer loop of the Beltway. Still have a lot of activity. One left lane gets by on that exit as you would head, again, toward the outer loop, eventually getting into Silver Spring. That takes some of the pressure off the Beltway outer loop, just trying to get there. So delays are going to be after New Hampshire Avenue, a little bit stop and go to Colesville Road. Now for Virginia 95, it's the delays Dale City to Woodbridge, again into Newington. The earlier incident that we had in the express lanes northbound at the Prince William Parkway was a medical emergency, and that's been resolved. So everything in the express lanes moving again. 210, looking at delays. Crews say, nope, nothing in the way, just the heavy volume northbound as you push past Palmer Road, Livingston Road, and heading up toward the Capitol Beltway. And again, a reminder for Metro's Red Line, no train service between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten because of unscheduled track repairs. Shuttle bus service is set up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather here as we kick it off here on a short work week. We'll get into the afternoon and the evening hours with a few scattered showers, thunderstorms, and temperatures are down a bit from yesterday, 75 degrees. Tonight, it'll turn partly cloudy after midnight. The rain will end 65. Tomorrow, just an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and a little bit warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Woodbridge, 60 in Beltsville, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning. Things on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 637 on WMAL on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:05 will be Jeffrey Skelly. He's from the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He's going to give us an update on the Virginia's governor race. 2 weeks left before we get there, so he'll give us an update. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL. He will be here to join us at 8:35. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese.
Good morning.
Virginia, where you live,
yeah,
Vince?
I do live there.
It has a crime commission that's going to study the expansion of the DNA database. Now, Virginia was the first state to have that. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, Virginia was the first. It was a trendsetter back in 1993, I want to say. 1993.
Like they had their first
hit. They had their first hit in 1993. Now, what they do is they take DNA samples from people who are convicted of certain crimes, and it varies by state, and I can give you a breakdown of that. But they were considering expanding it for more misdemeanors. And the drive behind this is our John and Susan Graham. They're parents of Heather Graham. She was a University of Virginia student. We remember this. She was murdered by Jesse L. Matthews Jr. in 2014. Now, he had been convicted for a misdemeanor trespass trespassing conviction in 2010. And her parents believe that had his DNA been taken then from the trespassing conviction and put in this database, that it would have generated a hint which linked him to a sexual assault in 2005, and he would have presumably been in prison in 2014, and their daughter would still be alive, which I understand, and hindsight is 20/20 in most cases.
It seems like a pretty plausible rationale.
Right. So here's the thing. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should we be expanding this database for things like misdemeanor trespassing convictions? And there are some misdemeanors, usually sexual crime related, in the misdemeanor department, where they do take the DNA and put it in the database. And there are laws regarding retention and all this other stuff. I don't necessarily know if I like the idea of taking someone's DNA for a trespassing conviction. That, to me, is a little too big, brother, because the next thing you know, well, you have unpaid parking fines. Give up the DNA. I don't like it. I think, listen, felonies, I'm down with it. Sexual assault, I get it. Trespassing misdemeanors, I think we're kind of treading on a very fine line. 888-630-9625. Listen, tens of thousands of crimes have been solved in Virginia alone using the DNA database, which is great. We can't solve all crimes. You can't prevent all crimes. You can't. If you want to do that, you're going to have to give up a lot of your liberties. And I just don't like the government having my DNA. Not a big fan of it at all.
Turning over your genetic code to the government? Yeah, that sounds fine. And yeah. I kind of agree with you. My sense of minor criminality, like, you know, running a red light or maybe not claiming every single tip you got at the restaurant, I kind of want a sporting head start. You know, I'd like to be able to get away with
a little bit
of that. You know, and if you're going to assess, okay, like, where is it happening? Well, it's happening in two states. You mentioned New York and Wisconsin currently take your DNA for every misdemeanor.
Yeah.
You commit a misdemeanor in New York, you get your DNA taken.
Yep.
What? I'd love to know how that works in practice. Are they taking your DNA at traffic stops? If you've been pulled over in New York and you had your DNA taken from you at the process, let me know. But, my instinct here is always to be resistant to giving the government more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I heard somebody say recently, if the government wants to get you on anything, they can get you.
Right.
I mean, there's something where you slipped up, you put your trash out on the wrong day. I mean, there's something where you've slipped up enough that the government can nail you. But there are people here, you listen to the Graham family, they make a pretty compelling case. Losing a daughter in a situation like that when it didn't have to happen, and if just a DNA sample would have prevented their daughter's death, that's a pretty compelling argument. But is it compelling enough that as a society we suspend our civil liberties and hand over our genetic code to the government so that they can just track us? Just they can keep an eye on anywhere we show up and connect us to anything.
Yeah.
I think that there are some deep philosophical questions here that involve what is our relationship with the government? Is the government just there to serve us, or is it meant to be that big brother that you talked about?
Yeah. Is their job to protect us from everything? And it's a tough line to walk. 888-630-9625. Well, there will be a committee to study all of these questions. Fred in Hyattsville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Fred, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that I think they should take everybody's DNA right when you're born.
Huh?
And that way they would have to waste a lot less time searching for people. And if you're not guilty, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense, Fred. Mostly because I don't think that, you know, as when you start, you shouldn't just forego your civil liberties. You shouldn't just give it up to your government right away. You know, you should have some privacy, and you should decide what you give your government. Now, when you come into contact because of criminality, then the conversation begins to change. But at what level? Misdemeanors, felonies? I do think this is worthy of a debate.
Yeah, I agree. We'll find out from you. Do you think that we should be expanding the database? 888-630-9625. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message. Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
It is now 6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, one of our big stories of this morning is the Metrorail, the red line with unscheduled track repairs. Red line trains, no service between Noma, Gallaudet, and Fort Totten. So not prepared for it. They have set up shuttle bus services. Expect delays. And if possible, Green Line is an option between Fort Totten and Gallery Place. WMATA says it's repairs as a result of weekend maintenance that wasn't complete. Now, out to the roads, a little change for the better on Maryland's 95 southbound. I know you're in delays before you even get to the ICC, but the crash now to the shoulder that's caused these backups. Southbound 95, you come up to the merge to the Beltway. Everything, again, confined out of the travel lanes to the shoulder. If you're riding through Gaithersburg, southbound on 124 this morning, Woodfield Road, that jams up just before Brink Road for the crash. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound. Just keep alert, the accident left lane south of 100 before you get to Arundel Mills. On the George Washington Parkway, no incidents to report. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather here as we kick it off here on the short work week. We'll get into the afternoon and the evening hours with a few scattered showers, thunderstorms, and temperatures are down a bit from yesterday, 75 degrees. Tonight it'll turn partly cloudy after midnight. The rain will end 65. Tomorrow just an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and a little bit warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova has primary care doctors that offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
So should Virginia expand their DNA database? There is a commission that is going to study that question. Currently, there are 9 misdemeanors that were added in 2015, which they do collect DNA for. And there are laws as to when they have to purge certain information. I guess if you are found innocent, that kind of thing. There are certain laws. I don't trust the government to necessarily purge information once they got it. I just don't trust them at all. 888-630-9625. Tony in Woodbridge. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I think the simple way would be that whenever an offense requires a fingerprinting, DNA should be part of that process.
So fingerprinting, so you're accused of a crime and they process you, they take your fingerprints, they take your DNA.
Yes.
What happens if you're found innocent?
They keep your DNA. My whole process is people are looking at this as big brother being, or government being big brother. I look at it as a deterrent. I look at it as possibly not only saving victims of crimes being perpetrated later, it saves people that are accused of perpetrating crimes. There's two sides of this. It helps the people that crimes are committed against, and it helps the people that are accused. It helps find the person instead of accusing the wrong person of a crime.
Well, since the government's going to run your health care, they'll have your DNA then, and they can just process it and see what diseases you're going to be susceptible to, and then use that.
I voted for the government not to run my health care.
Well, but they're going to. And so if you give them your DNA, then they can use that when it comes to diagnosing, you know, what diseases you'll probably have and what health care you should probably get down the road based on that.
I'm kind of with Tony here, though, on the question of fingerprints and also DNA. If you're at the level where you're giving up that information as a marker, you may as well give complete information as a marker.
What if you're found innocent? So just keep giving them everything, and then if you're found innocent, oh, well, we got it?
My bias is always for civil liberties. I'm always in favor of having more of an advantage over my government than my government has over me.
Yeah, but you're giving that away. You're saying, well, they'll keep it. If you're found innocent, oh, well, too bad. We got it.
I'll cross that genetic bridge when I get to it.
Yeah, let's go to... Thank you, Tony. Mike in Springfield, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I do not believe I should have to give up my DNA at all, period, the end, done. I don't trust my government as far as I can fill a car, and I can't fill a car very far. As proven in the last 8 years, our government can be utilized against us if somebody who just decides to give the power decides that they want to use it against us. And believe it or not, I in no way, shape, or form do I think that our government should be used against us. We are the government. Our government should be listening to us, and they don't. The corruptors won't get out, and we need to stand up and say, look, enough of this. It's done.
Yeah, Mike, great points.
I agree 100%.
If you can't have trust in your institutions, why would you trust them with your genetic markers?
But you want to have people give it up when they get their fingerprints.
Yeah, if they commit a crime.
Boy, but not if they're vetted. All right, it is 6:50. We're going to finish this coming up on WMAL.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here. And if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy Rent Estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here is Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning to you. Stock futures are a little lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, each closed at record highs last Friday. We'll see if that may continue. Crude oil is trading lower right now, below $50 a barrel. Back to business today after the long holiday weekend. We get several economic reports, including personal income and spending numbers for April. as well as a measure of consumer confidence for May. And then we're also going to get a read on housing prices for March. If you've been home shopping, you may know housing prices have been higher. The S&P Case-Shiller Housing Price Index in February in the top 20 markets in the U.S. soared up almost 6% over the same month a year earlier. Investors also are waiting for a big economic report, the big one of the week. The May jobs numbers come on Friday. Disney owned the box office over the weekend with its fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie at number one, and Disney's Guardians 2 was in second. Paramount's Baywatch was third. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me. Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It is now 6:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I have some better news. Literally within the past 1 minute, Metrorail has made the announcement that they've restored service on the Red Line between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. They hadn't been able to open that this morning because of unscheduled track repairs. They're finished now, but expect residual delays. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, let's take you southbound, south of Route 100 before you get to Arundel Mills, still with crash cleanup. I-95 out of Laurel slows just south of 198, and that takes you off and on in through Calverton. Then once you get closer to the Beltway, the better the pace. We had the crash there to the shoulder. 270, a lot of volume as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown and now into Germantown. Gaithersburg still with the crash on Woodfield Road, which is 124 there, southbound 124 just before you get to Brink Road. 66 about the volume, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky around, but our shower thunderstorm threat will be mainly this afternoon right into the evening hours. We'll make it up to a cooler 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
Stratford University celebrates Military Appreciation Month by offering up to $5,000 in grants to military spouses and dependents. For details about the Stratford Golden Opportunity Grant, visit stratford.edu/go-grant. That's stratford.edu/go-grant.
It is 6:57 on WMAL, 888-630-9625. Virginia considering expanding their DNA database to include a lot more misdemeanors than they currently have. Is it worth it to give it up, you know, in the name of, well, safety and maybe preventing another crime?
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about it from the citizen side, but Barbara and Chantilly on line 7, you've got a story about your husband who's a cop, right?
Yeah, he's retired now, but he was in sex crimes for years, and he said without exception, all rape convictions had a history of trespassing and most unlawful entry. That's usually how it begins. So I have no problems with them wanting to take DNA from the criminals.
Right, so criminality is often, there happens in bursts. There's a lot of,
that's right.
of incidents that are involved.
Right.
Is there a limit?
To take it early on, like she said, the people are saying that if you get it early on and stop them before it becomes habitual, or too, you know, too many times, then maybe we can save a lot more.
So at what point, for what, I mean, are there any misdemeanors that you would say, no, we don't take it for it, we just say all misdemeanors?
I have no problem with all misdemeanor. If you're going to do a crime, you're responsible.
I think
you take that responsibility. You know, Robert Blake from Beretta used to say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Yeah, I think a lot of citizens in good standing, Barbara certainly sounds like one, I feel like that. It's just that you're like, hey, I'm never going to do anything wrong. It's never going to affect me. And again, my instinct is always on the civil libertarian side of this. I prefer to give less information to the government voluntarily or without, you know, by force than more. But on the issue of people committing a bunch of crimes in tandem, as this commission examines whether or not more misdemeanors should be lumped in, I think a good regressive analysis of how often certain types of misdemeanors correlate to violent crime. If there's a lot of evidence that shows connection between specific misdemeanors and violent crime in terms of criminals in the past, that I think is, if you're going to at least make a reasoned assessment, that's a good place to start on whether or not you collect DNA with that misdemeanor.
And using that logic, we can just collect it from everybody when they're born, and if you don't have, you're not going to commit a crime, you got nothing to worry about. Coming up on WMAL.
Oh, you know what? The White House is undergoing changes as we speak. We thought this morning, hey, we're just going to come in and talk about what changes you want. Well, it turns out some changes are happening. Both our question to you and our news coming up.
Interesting. I can't wait to hear what it is. And Hillary is apparently depressed. She's very upset because she's not head of the